Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Randy, with the way the committee seems to be going back and forth with these two teams, do you think Ohio State and LSU could afford a loss and still get in?
I think both of them can. Yeah, I really do, because they're both in their champion, their respective conference championship games. So I do think that those two teams are probably the only two in the four right now, because I think, and there's no way in heck Clemson is losing today or next week to Virginia, but I think they'll hold that against Clemson. I think Clemson is the best team in America right now, but because they're in the ACC, that's holding them back. But I think if you look at, it really doesn't matter. I mean, they're 1-2. I look at them as 1A and 1B because, again, we're talking about if LSU beats Georgia. Well, let's say, for instance, if Minnesota, they beat they're playing Wisconsin today. If they bump up and say they're number – say they jump to number 6. Utah lose, they move to number 6. I mean, 4-6. I mean, it's all about talking points and having something to argue about on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I think part of it is, honestly, that the committee – imagine if you had the same four teams – 3 weeks in a row.
It gets kind of boring,
right,
doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not telling you that the committee is thinking that way, but I bet you the committee thinks that way, especially when you're going to put out polls every week for the last – what do they put them out? For the last 6 weeks of the season?
I think that's
something
right.
Like that,
yeah.
You know, for six weeks of the season for about the last second half of the season. So you got to have something to discuss, because until you get the full resume, that's like I keep saying, until you get a full resume. Because here's the thing. Minnesota wins today and they beat Ohio State. I think they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they're going to the playoffs. Yeah. So doesn't really matter kind of where Minnesota's ranked. Doesn't really matter where Georgia's ranked, to be honest with you. Those two teams win out.
They're in.
They're in the playoffs.
I agree with you. So, I agree 100% with you. And that's the only way I see Ohio State not being in the playoffs. If they lose to Minnesota, because you got to put Minnesota in.
Right. And that's why, honestly, I think it's only LSU that can afford to lose and not and would still get in the playoff. I think at this point LSU is as close to a lock as you can get. I think as long as they go 1-1 in their last two games, because let's say they do lose to Georgia in the SEC title game. I don't know how you look at LSU and say, okay, their only loss this year was on a neutral field to the number 4 team in America who's in the playoff. How are you going to penalize them and say, no, they're not one of the four best teams in America? With all due respect to Utah and everybody else, how do you say they've been one, Utah's been 6, but now we're going to put Utah in over LSU?
Well, I think the conversation next week may be, is it Alabama or is it Utah? Because I think those two teams, the resumes are extremely similar between the two.
Oh, I think what's going to be fun is how the committee is going to explain – If there is like LSU losing to Georgia, I can't wait for the committee to have to try to explain their I mean, I understand LSU to me is one of the four best teams in America.
I agree.
They're not going to come on. You think they're going to come on TV and say all of it after they've spent all these years trying to tell you about conference championships and this nonsensical point and that nonsensical point? You think they got the guts to just come on TV and look in the eye and say, "Hey, we don't care what you think. LSU is one of the four best teams in America." They ain't gonna do that.
No,
they're gonna have the spin cycle on full alert.
Well, look, if Alabama wins today, we're gonna hear a ton about Alabama over the next week, and a lot of that will be Nick Saban playing the role of politician. It's already started. This is Nick Saban from earlier in the week.
This is the best team we've played probably so far this year, and it'll be the most challenging place that we've played. So, real challenge for our players and our team.
Best team we've played this year, most challenging place we've played this year.
That's
he's spinning it.
That's the LSU clip, right?
Yes.
No. That's this week.
That's this week.
That's this week, John. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's what I said. That's the LSU clip, right?
No, that was Nick Saban from this week.
Huh?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. The job in Tuscaloosa has already started.
Well, he's right about the most challenging place they played this year. It is. I look at it like this with the committee in Alabama. They're trying everything in the world not to put Alabama in this
thing. Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
They don't want to have to explain it. Mm-hmm. All right, because right now they're just hanging in the weeds because of that big you know persona. It's by God Alabama, and it's gonna be funny to me because let's say Utah does beat Oregon and Oklahoma ends up beating Baylor and they're the Big 12 champions, are you gonna put Alabama in front of both of those teams? I don't see it.
Mm-mm.
No,
I just don't see it.
I think there are two things about the committee right now, Chris. One is they're going to do everything they can to make sure Alabama doesn't find a way into the playoff.
Yes, they're trying.
And number two is I think they've all but told you if Clemson loses, they're not in the playoff.
Yes.
I think if Clemson does dumb their way against, you know, South Carolina or dumb their way against Virginia, Randy, well, not a chance in the world that they'll put Clemson in the playoff. You just said Clemson may be the best team in America. No argument out of me. We'll talk about the numbers, Chris, about how good those two guys have been. But I think they set that tone from the very first playoff ranking when they had them at five or whatever it was, that lose and you have no chance to be in.
Which is so unfair. Because they are the best team in the country.
If there's one thing I think that we've learned about the College Football Playoff Committee over the last couple of years is, one, they love a big win. All right. I think the win for Baylor over Texas was a big win for them. They love big wins, and they hate bad losses. And a loss to South Carolina is a bad loss.
Yes.
Just ask Georgia.
Yes.
That's a bad loss.
But if you lose
in the ACC championship game, that's a bad loss.
But Georgia's still four. You say that, but Georgia's – if the season ends today, which the other thing – Randy and I were talking about this yesterday. Man, I wish it just stayed the way – if Ohio State, Georgia in one game, LSU, Clemson in another – that to me is that's the playoff. I'll be honest with you. If I can cherry pick my way, Chris, let me have that matchup with those four teams right now. But you say that about Georgia? They're four. Yep. I mean, they run out and win the table.
They're in.
As bad as that South Carolina loss may look, doesn't matter. 12-1 SEC champion Georgia.
Of course, you'll also have a win over either number one or number two.
Where's that building at?
It's right over there.
Okay, that's where they'll be. That's where they'll be on December 28th. That's where they'll be if they win these next two games.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.